Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Al Sharpton has come out on MSNBC saying that it's time for critical race theory supporters to, quote, rise up and face the cowards at the school board meetings demanding that critical race theory be taught in all of our schools and not be banned anywhere. You want to know how bad things are in the economy and people aren't talking about it? We're going to deal with this as well. U.S. household debt has soared to nearly $15 trillion in the last quarter. Yeah, Americans have more debt than ever before in this country with the lowest interest rates of my lifetime. A surge in credit card spending and home purchases have caused U.S. household debt to increase by $313 billion in the second quarter. That's the largest nominal jump since 2007 and the biggest percentage increase in 7.5 years. In total, American consumers hold almost $15 trillion in debt at the end of June. That is the biggest pile of bills on record and $812 billion more than what was owed at the end of 2019 before the pandemic hit. So we've increased our debt by almost $1 trillion. Think about that number. Where is the debt? This is the part that everyone needs to be concerned about. And this is exactly why the Biden administration is pandering to people who desperately want any amount of money coming to their bank account for free every month from the government. Credit card balances rose by $17 billion in the second quarter. $17 billion. Just think about that for a moment. Now, why is this happening, all this debt? Because there's zero accountability for you to pay your own bills right now in this country. We got people addicted to this government bailout, and people truly, genuinely believe the money's going to keep coming. And why not? Because Joe Biden just reinstated a ban on evicting renters. Not only did Biden reinstate a ban on evicting renters after it expired over the weekend, he is now threatening landlords who might try to evict somebody with jail time and up to $250,000 in fines. Now, I want you to think how much this is screwing up the private sector. You have a president who people that many of them rely on this money from their rental properties as their source of income, especially older Americans. You've had this eviction moratorium that's been going on now for well over a year. You're desperate to get money out of your business. It is a business, right? People take a financial risk like a normal business They build something, they put their money into something, they have equity in something, and the goal is to make money off that investment. Well, the government has now stepped in and screwed all of that up. And President Joe Biden reversed his decision, and now the Supreme Court will probably need to get involved, reinstating, this is nothing but pandering, a ban on evicting renters who are behind on rent payments despite potential legal challenges. Now, last week, Biden called on Congress to put legislation on his desk that would have extended a federal moratorium against evictions. Speaker Pelosi and other top Democrats failed to wrangle the votes necessary in the lower chamber. However, after socialist outcry on the left, there were many who said, okay, you got to do something, Joe. You got to do something now, right? Biden argued last week that he, quote, lacked the authority to extend the moratorium without Congress's approval, citing the recent Supreme Court warning that any extension of this moratorium on evictions would be struck down by the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court warned that. They earlier this summer made a 5-4 decision, but there were several that were in the majority who said they would not do it again. Biden reversed himself following the failure of the House Democratic leadership and the pressure from the socialist left, reinstating the ban that had lapsed over the weekend, and then this time decided to do something without anyone passing a law. This is what dictators and tyrants do. I want to make that clear. He actually created and made laws that he does not have the legal authority and or the power to actually do it. Okay? That's a fact. The president is not allowed to just throw penalties out there and put people in jail without Congress voting on it. You're not allowed to do that. It should be struck down. I believe it will be struck down. It doesn't matter, though, because the fear is out there for these landlords. So, in other words, sit down and shut up. Not only will you have penalties that could be up to $250,000, but you could go to jail. Quote, a person violating this order may be subject to a fine of no more than $100,000 or 1 year in jail, or both. So now both is on the table, right? You evict somebody, we get a sad song story, we put it out there on TV, bam, we're going to put you in jail for a year because you're trying to pay your bills and keep up with your financial obligation and actually have your business run the way that your business is supposed to run. And the government has stepped in saying, no, we are going to allow people to not pay you even after they have agreed to pay you for something. If the violation does not result in death, that's what you deal with. I want you to hear what I just said. They actually wrote this in. If the violation does not result in death, you get a year in jail, $100,000 fine, or both. Now, if the person dies, if someone dies, right, after you evict them, the fine goes up to $250,000, a year in jail, if the violation results in death of others provided by the law, the new order states. You want to know who drafted this law? You want to know who drafted this moratorium? This is also not a joke. This is why you got to find out and read the fine print, because the media is not going to tell you this. This new order was actually drafted by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC is now deciding that you can go to jail for a year if you try to evict someone and get a $100,000 fine if no one dies. But if someone dies connected to your eviction somehow, it's $250,000 fine and a year in jail if someone dies. This new order was drafted by the Centers for Disease Control that has no legal standing to make law in this country in this way. It goes on. An organization violating this order may be subject to a fine of no more than $200,000 per event if the violation does not result in death, or $500,000 per event if the violation results in a death or as otherwise provided by law, the order continues. So if you have an apartment complex or a condo, right, you own a larger piece of property, this is now where we're going to be. Why is no one reporting what I just told you? How is nobody reporting the fact that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, is actually writing laws to put you in jail that deals with you renting out a building, you renting out an apartment, you renting out a condo, you renting out a house. This is not how government is supposed to work. The U.S. Department of Justice, quote unquote, may initiate criminal proceedings as well as appropriate seeking imprisonment of these criminal actions. On Monday, the White House said that likely Biden lacked the authority to extend the emergency mandate. He apparently doesn't have the authority, but he did it anyway. This all started, right, back in September of last year to prevent people who had lost income due to the pandemic from losing their housing as well. The Biden administration has claimed that the economic downturn that necessitated such action has ended, but the CDC officials have been unable to find legal authority for a new targeted eviction moratorium, the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during a press conference. Well, so now they just decided, screw it. We'll just do whatever the hell we want and we'll get away with it. And the media will say we're doing a great thing. And that's exactly what's happened over the last 24 hours. The CDC is now making law to put you in jail, fine you up to $500,000, and charge you with crimes and writing criminal laws that have nothing to do with their job. So you've got the White House making up laws, actually the CDC making up laws now, putting you in prison if you don't do what they tell you to do with eviction moratoriums. That's number one. Remember all that other big story? Let me say this a different way. Remember when we were also called crazy for being concerned about vaccination passports? They're here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Yeah, they are. We got them. Told you they were coming. Vaccine passports are here, my friends. They are here. Now, we were told that we were paranoid. We were told that we were crazy. We were told this is insane to think that the federal government or any government would have a vaccine passport, right? Because that no one is trying to get a vaccine passport. What's wrong with you people? All right, let me let you hear what the mayor of New York just said in a press conference. Now, they've named it a different name. But it's a vaccine passport. Know that what I'm about to play for you is proof that there is a vaccine passport.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass.
Yes, the Key to NYC Pass. This is how we sell you on a vaccine passport. We sell you on it by saying it is a key to life, right?
The key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across.
Yeah. So the point is, we have a vaccine passport in America. It's official in the biggest city in America, right? New York City is leading the way. If you want to experience life, if you want to be able to do anything, if you want to function, we are going to mandate that everywhere you go, you show us your vaccine status. You show us your, wait for it, medical health records. Do we have a right to these medical health records? Of course not. Is this a violation of your privacy and HIPAA violations? Of course it is. Does it matter? No, because we're in charge. We're dictators. We're tyrants. And we have the ability to do whatever the hell we want to do with you. So get excited. We've renamed it. It's not a vaccine passport. No, this is a key to New York, a key to New York City. You want to see what New York has to offer? You got to show us your medical records.
It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life.
There it is. It's time for people to see vaccinations as literally necessary for living a good and full and healthy life. In other words, if you don't do this, you're trying to kill everybody. You're trying to kill grandma. You don't have rights. We have taken away your rights, and we've decided what we mandate that you must do to live a good life. You don't have the ability to say no to the jab. You don't have the ability to say no to a vaccine of any type. In fact, we've just figured out we can tell you and dictate to you whatever the hell we want you to do. Whether it's tell you that you can't charge somebody rent for 2 years because we feel sorry for them, we're buying votes, or we name it something different, a New York pass where you can't function in New York without a passport. This is a vaccine passport. This is why it should be against the law, but it's not. So let's criticize Florida where they said we're banning passports where you can't do this, and then let's go full-blown socialism. It is eerie how much this reminds me of things that happened during World War II. We are going to mark you. You are a marked person in New York City. You can't function in New York City without us seeing your papers.
The key to NYC pass will be a first in the nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose.
Yeah, they'll need at least one dose. What happened to the science, by the way? At least one dose. So in other words, you get one dose, then you can stop? I thought you needed two doses. I'm so confused. What happened here? What changed here? Can anyone explain this to me? How did this change? This is not freedom. This is not democracy. This is an invasion of your medical records. This is an invasion of your rights. That is what this is. But don't worry, we got this covered, right? Remember, it's now harder to get into New York City in America than it is to get across the southern border. I want you to really, really think about that. We are letting untested and unvaccinated illegal immigrants across this border, our border, by hundreds of thousands at in a 30-day span. Go check the numbers. Not lying. We're letting them across the southern border in record numbers. Don't believe me? Go check the numbers. It is record numbers. So it's harder for you to get into New York City, which is part of the United States of America, and if you're an American citizen, it shouldn't be impossible for you to do this, right? I mean, think about this. You can't even go out to eat in New York without having documentation. But we're not even testing you, unvaccinated immigrants at the border. The president, by the way, when asked about this, laughed about it. Take a listen.
You just said there is no wall high enough and no ocean wide enough to protect us from the virus.
So what is the thinking behind letting untested and unvaccinated migrants cross the southern border into U.S. cities in record numbers?
There is what we're doing. We have not withdrawn the order that is sometimes critical or criticized, saying that unvaccinated people should be go back across the border. But unaccompanied children is a different story, because there's that's the most humane thing to do is to test them and to treat them and not send them back alone.
I love how we actually turn this into a kid thing, right? Didn't answer the question. Biden, we have not withdrawn the order that is sometimes, you know, criticizing, saying that unvaccinated people should go back across the border. Well, they're coming across the border. You're not testing them. Border Patrol Union President, by the way, came out. He's angry. And he said the Border Patrol has to assume that everyone who they take into custody might have the virus. He also mentioned that they have agents who have died from COVID-19, but we're not testing these people. Quote, we're going to exceed 200,000 apprehensions in a month of July. 40% of those people were released into the United States to spread throughout our communities, a lot of whom very well could have COVID. You got the problem of COVID-19 spread. You also have the problem that we just don't have. We can't put enough of our agents on the line to actually protect the border. This is a huge crisis, and it keeps getting worse day by day. It's well over 20% that are testing positive for COVID. And again, that is what is coming across the border, and that's what the American public needs to know, the union president said. Everybody that we take into custody, we have the right to assume have COVID, and we have agents that are coming down. We've had agents that have already died due to the COVID exposure, and yes, we have over 80 of our agents now that are actually positive for COVID. Don't worry, we'll just lie to you. So let me just recap very quickly. It's harder to get into New York City than it is to come into America illegally. Hell, it's harder to order at McDonald's right now than it is to come across southern borders. They've mandated masks for everybody going into their stores. This is America right now where we live. Oh, and if you evict somebody from their house, we're going to put you in jail for a year and fine you six figures. Welcome to America, folks. This is what tyranny feels like, and you're witnessing it in real time. All right, if you're listening to this, our podcast, remember you can subscribe for free and you can listen each and every day. Make sure you share this with your family and friends on social media. Tell them about the Ben Ferguson Show, our podcast that we do each and every day. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.